Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855. Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, as you heard me say a million times, get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. God, I got way too many screens open. I have no idea where I'm going. 855, Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. Look, again, as I said before, head up to the website, right? JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot going up there, a lot of stories you can read. And I do appreciate the time you spent with me. I do appreciate the time that you are involved, that you are engaged. And, my God, I never thought, you know, you look at everything that's going on around you. And you just don't, you know, the stories that you just can't keep up with. I mean, Joey B. alone and his press secretary can keep you going for forever, for God's sakes. Joey's gaffes could keep you going forever. Like a lot of stories that, you know, aren't making the mainstream news, if you would. The did you hear about this? The new Black Panthers? They have a mob that stormed the senior living center in search of Emmett Till's accuser from the 1950s. Now, led by attorney Malik Shabazz, a mob of new Black Panther Party parliamentarians, they chanted black power and no justice, no peace, stormed the senior living center and an apartment complex in North Carolina. They were searching for now elderly woman Carolyn Bryant Dunham, 87, whose accusations in 1955 that a black Chicago teenage boy, Emmett Till, whistled at her in a small Mississippi town led to his brutal murder by a mob of white men. See, disgusting. There isn't any white conservative that I know of that would find this story okay. Or find that situation okay. Right? But remember, this was a Democrat-run South. Democrats. Hello? The Emmett Till murder shocked the nation, was much of the catalyst for the civil rights movement of the 50s and 60s. Now, police responded and they moved the mob outside. The search for Dunham was not successful. Now, the mob was acting on behalf of the Till family, according to a statement. National civil rights activist John Barnett is helping the Till family seek long overdue justice by demanding that Mississippi execute the unserved warrant for Carol Bryant Barnett. They said if an arrest is not made soon, members of the Black Panthers will travel to Raleigh next week to seek action. You know, and this is this how we're going to do it now? They're going to go, for all intents and purposes, they're going to go breaking into these buildings. They're going to go scare everybody else in these senior homes? Really? And this is exactly what I was talking about earlier. They think violence is okay when they do it. If they even perceive that we're doing violence. Like with this January 6th thing, what a joke this is. Right? Nobody called for violence there. Nobody. And nobody pushed for it. Modern-day lynch mob of new Black Panthers was inspired to search for Donham Raleigh in Raleigh after an old arrest warrant in her case from 1955 was never, ever served. And they recently found out about it. Wonder how real that is. So anyway, they went to several homes. They went to several places. This was just wrong. Just totally wrong. And I don't know why the police, I don't know why the police didn't stop them. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-7, this stuff just irritates me to no end because, again, they'll scream at us for anything that even sounds like it's got violence in it. Anything. But when they do it, it is perfectly acceptable. Which is why you need to be ready with an arsenal of information. I didn't say bullets, you know that? You need to be able to say to them, okay, so you're okay with that, but what about this? Why were you not okay with this? I'm not going to say to you, oh, that's what about is, and you can't, no, yeah, I can do that. Because, see, if you've got integrity, lying is, just take lying. You either agree with it or you don't. Is it okay for a Democrat to lie to get what they want, but not a Republican? Where does your integrity stop? Where does it start and stop, for that matter? Right? In a national press conference of the black leaders in Washington, D.C., the Urban Renewal and Education Center, they are opposing the national abortion legislation because they know what it means. Planned Parenthood targets the black community. They go after black women. They tell them how bad they have it, how bad the child's going to have it, and why they shouldn't have that kid. It's disgusting. So they know what this does to their community. This destroys the black community. The Center for Urban Renewal and Education, a policy research center dedicated to fighting poverty and seeking solutions for black families, and this group actually helps black families grow in their communities, keep their communities safe, pull them together. Right, they got together with black pro-life experts and advocates to push back against the attempts by Congress and the Biden administration to pass national legislation allowing abortion up to the moment of birth. I mean, my God, you can't get more satanic than that. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's a script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. You know, be part of the solution. Right? I mean, get informed to be part of the solution. It ain't that hard. It ain't such a big deal. So, I'm going to work out a story with you guys. Black leaders opposing national abortion. Or a national abortion rule or law. And you can say, oh, that's just a bunch of, you know, conservative blacks who really don't know any better. I always find that interesting, too. Isn't it interesting that when you're dealing with a friend of yours or somebody you know that's black and on the left, when you talk to them about your black conservative friends, You ever notice how they, well, they're misinformed. They're uninformed. They're misinformed. It's always amazing to me. So, because they agree with a more conservative viewpoint, it means you're ignorant somehow. Right? And they can't possibly know any better. The article goes on to say, we are driven by truth while we are driven to protect the sanctity of life. The left is driven to destroy it. The U.S. House of Representatives has already passed the Women's Health Protection Act joke, an effort to allow abortion nationally for any reason up until the moment of birth, and force you to pay for it. Discussions now progress in the Senate where even elimination of the filibuster is being considered. I mean, hello? Abortion up to the point of birth. That kid is on his way out, waiting to come into the real world, waiting to have his or her shot at success. Waiting, him or her is waiting to fulfill the destiny that God's put in his place, the life that it has, that God has for that baby. And you're gonna take it away. You Dems are gonna take it away. You truly believe that you are the ones that control life or death, right? Just amazing. It's amazing who they think they are and the power they have. In, and it goes up every year, 2018, there were almost 118,000 black babies killed by abortion. Right? Black babies tend to be over 40% of all U.S. abortions. Right? Take that into consideration. That would be the equivalent to either populations in New York or Florida. Right? Wipe out the whole state. Since Roe, abortions have killed more black babies, my God, than you can imagine. All the way back, I'm going to throw up with this stuff. And why is it so disproportionately high in the black community and all other communities? I'm not saying, you know, when I have Zoe and Sonia on the show, we talk about this on a regular basis. Why is it that Planned Parenthoods are in inner cities and mostly in black communities? Why is that? Right, because they're going to tell you, they're going to work you over and tell you why it's needed in those communities. Because those women, they can't afford it. I mean, I know you guys have heard me say this before, but, you know, it doesn't hurt to repeat it. Who started Planned Parenthood? Margaret Sanger. Look her up on YouTube. Listen to her. You know, what's really funny is her videos are so nasty. Why do you think YouTube hasn't pulled them down yet? You want to talk about real white supremacy? Again, I say, why do you think that YouTube hasn't pulled them down yet? She talked about the dregs of society, being the black community. Right? She had nothing nice to say about the black people. And yet one of the highest honors you could have in the Democrat Party is have the Margaret Sanger Award. What's that tell you? It's just, again, it's just amazing to me. These soulless, godless people buddy up to other soulless, godless people. They all make sense to each other. They all think there's nothing wrong with any of this. The violence in the streets, the violence against old folks, the violence against the Supreme Court members. Remember, we're the violent ones, supposedly. Isn't that cool? It just never stops. The hypocrisy with them really never stops. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Here's a good one for you. A college removed a swim requirement after there was an alleged or an allegation of racism. The Williams College faculty board voted 103-30 in favor of removing the requirement. According to the Center for Disease Control, minorities under the age of 29 were more likely to die via unintentional drowning than their white counterparts. Why? Because of color of skin? But check this out. They removed its swim test from the list of graduation requirements. Why? Because somehow, since black people drown more, it's unfair to make them pass the swim test. Would you want to teach them how to swim? Would you want to work with them more? You know, in a meeting on May 11th, the faculty board voted 103-30 in favor of removing the requirement. Well, they were afraid that there were racial disparities. The college is located in Williamstown, Massachusetts. They've gone out of their minds. Williams College Diversity Advisor Research Team conducted a study regarding the swim test between 2013 and 19. They found that 81% of the students that took the college beginner swim course were domestic students of color, while only 3% were domestic white students. Ooh. So let me see. More black students than white students took the test, so therefore it's racist. Students that fail initial swim tests must take the course to satisfy the college requirement. Now, Jeff Wiltz, a professor from the University of Montana, argues the recent Chronicle for Higher Education article, these swim tests are clear, really, and obvious, really, past discrimination. So a swim test is past, okay, got it. Remember, I've been telling you this for over a decade. This is just amazing. I mean, anything that has to do where the black community doesn't have, I don't know, the proper numbers to show that they can compete is racist. Man, I'm missing something here. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a little bit.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration will send its 15th aid package to Ukraine. That means U.S. taxpayers have provided more than $7 billion since the beginning of Russia's invasion. A defense official telling CNBC the U.S. coordinated a $400 million weapons package with Ukrainian officials. Before heading off to his Delaware beach house on Friday, President Biden took some time to praise the men and women of the CIA.
And have the best possible information provided, most capable, reliable intelligence community in the world. And again, not hyperbole. You are clearly the best in the whole world.
Visiting its headquarters in Northern Virginia, Biden calling the agency the bedrock of America's national security. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, seems a certain voodoo priest who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe McKee, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We're back at it again here. You know, again, if the Dem can take something and screw it up to no end with all this wokeism. So the article says that we're talking about here where a college removed its swim test requirement. Because somehow, I don't get it, somehow the swim test is racist. I don't get that at all. I don't even know where to start. So, because of clear and obvious past discrimination, right, it's the reason we are looking at this disparities, looking at a swim, if these have to do with swimming proficiency, why would you take those away? I mean, it's like, would you want your pilot to be doing the same thing? Well, you know, we got to watch it because minorities don't do as well as white guys, so we're going to lower the level and we'll hope that they'll figure it out later on. You could die doing this. So I don't know. I don't understand this. I don't understand why they would lower this. They're not lowering it. They're taking it away altogether. They claim that according to the Center for Disease Control, minorities under the age of 29 were more likely to die via unintentional drowning than their white counterparts, which includes Asians and Asians and black students were most at risk. Now, the professor who pushed for this told a local news source that past racial discrimination results in lack of swim lessons, overall access to pools, and that's why he's in support of removing the swim requirement. Why not work with them more to help them get past this? Why not work with them to make sure? Why not make it better? See, they keep dumbing this stuff down, taking it away because they don't want you to feel bad about yourself. Wouldn't you feel better about yourself if somebody actually taught you how to swim? Taught you how to save your own butt? I got to ask. He said, I stated that the contemporary race-based swimming disparities studies have found that black Americans are almost half as likely to know how to swim as white. is a product of post-racial discrimination. I didn't have a pool. I had to go to the pool in the neighborhood. Right? And then later on in life, I still didn't have a pool. I had to go to the quarries to learn how to swim. Yeah, quarries. Look them up. Dangerous place to swim, by the way. And it was at, what? So I happened to live in the inner city where they had a community pool. God only knows what was done in that pool. See, that's why my immune system is ironclad because of that. You Purell kids, the Purell generation, as I call them, good luck to you. You're going to have some problems. Schools that still have swim test requirements include Cornell, Dartmouth, Columbia, Hamilton, Bryan, MIT, and Swartworth. You know, why not? Learn how to swim. Save your butt someday. God bless America. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. There was a professor who lost it over his university, over the University of Florida's attempt to make them show up for work. Yeah, go ahead, let that sink for a second. Right? University of Florida implemented a new feature that allows students to alert the school when professors are assigned to in-person classes of teaching online instead. So they agree to come in. They're supposed to be teaching an in-person class, but they're doing it remotely, and they don't want to be told on. Let that just park there for a second. So professors on Twitter have expressed outrage at this accountability mechanism, prompting the university to eventually cave to some of their demands. In the memo, Vice President for Student Affairs, DeAndre Mull, asked students to report if there are any inconsistencies with course delivery for your face-to-face online courses, such as not being provided the opportunity to meet in person for your face-to-face class, and so on. The statement was met with swift and quick backlash from professors. How dare you? How dare you expect us to show up for work for a paycheck? That's impossible. Students can report instructors on person via the Gators Safe Act app. Wow, mouth's not working. They added a button just for this purpose. I'm more than a little disturbed by this, said the professor. She then urged UF to do better, reminding school that we've been working our butts off for you through all of this. Yes, okay. So, again, why wouldn't you show up? You agreed to show up. Why not show up? UF biology professor Norman Douglas tweeted in response, "Turns out something that was illegal is something we could be ratted out for." Well, it's not so much legal or not legal. You're giving a class that specifically states the instructor will be in the class. Do your words mean anything? Oh, no, they keep it. There's a whole list of stuff they went off on. They call it pitiful and nasty. The U.S. spokesperson, Jesse Fernandez, told Campus Reform that the university's first commitment is to the students. They need to provide instruction. Right? And it is. That's what I'm paying for. If I'm paying for an in-class experience, shouldn't I have an in-class experience? If I'm going into debt to the tune of $80,000 to $100,000 for an in-class experience, shouldn't I expect, maybe, just maybe, should I expect an in-class experience? They added that many thousands of students show up in person class, and when a faculty member fails to provide that in-person instruction, they have violated the trust of the agreement. See, our agreements don't mean anything anymore. Our signatures, it used to be when I was growing up in the 70s. My dad drilled home that the only thing you had control over was your word. Right? Your mouth, your word, your integrity. And when you put your signature on a piece of paper, you agreed to do something. He didn't even feel you should have to put a signature on there. He always felt that your handshake, your word, should have been your bond. The signature doesn't mean anything if you have no intention of carrying through on it. Right? But that's not what they're teaching today. Things come up. It's too bad. Fernandez also said that the university was aware of some faculty complaints, but told a news source that the university is following the guidance of the CDC. Now, they're in Florida. There's no mask mandate there. There's no real issues there either. They're not having out-of-control COVID tests or COVID issues. The universities implemented a significant increased testing, social distancing, mandatory face coverings, and daily... They're not even supposed to have those. Really. I don't know how they get away with it. I don't know how they're allowing them to get away with it. Anyway, just a mere fact, again, professors do not want to be held responsible for this. I won't say it's enlightening. It's amazing. And again, another line of racism. Did you know that Cornell University's English department voted to change the name of the Department of Literatures in English to challenge structural forms of racism? Department of Literatures in English is a form of racism? Come on. Give a giggle. Come on. Giggle along with me. In their first faculty meeting, Cornell faculty introduced the proposal in order to combat the conflation of English as a language and English as a nationality. The change was approved by the majority of the department faculties, now awaiting approval. Carol Boyce, one of the professors who wrote the original name change proposal, says that she was motivated by the increasing popularity of the Black Lives Matter movement following the death of George Floyd and felt like she should have done something for the black community. It just amazed. So all of a sudden they become woke over this kind of stuff, right? All of a sudden, it's like I keep saying with these commercials that we see. And movies, for that matter. Right? You see more and more and more mixed-race couples in these commercials. I think it's hilarious. But they just figured this out? Are you telling me these marketing companies just figured out there were black and white folks? It's disgusting. And it truly is catering to the woke. Should never happen. Shouldn't be done. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
It's always great to have a classy entry, isn't it? Joe Mattini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GROW-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. You do that by getting informed. All right. I've been having a lot of fun today with the... just kind of doing all these stories that need closing. All these stories that have been happening. And I got some really other good ones, too. But listen, this whole gun control thing. And they truly mean gun control. Right, you need to hear more and more stories. Every chance you get, you need to hear these stories on how a gun or guns had saved the lives of many. You know, it's funny how they tag it, they're all bad, end of discussion. Because a gun killed somebody or somebody used a gun to kill somebody, it's the gun that's bad. And I know you're tired of hearing that argument too. But the reality is until we sit up, stand up, do what we need to do to make a difference, this is going to keep going on. It's not going to stop anytime soon. So we need to keep talking about how many times a gun has saved a life. All they want to talk about is how many times one has taken a life. I want to talk about how often one has saved a life. Take a listen.
that nothing in these bills do anything to make us safer or address the mental health crisis in this country.
Amen.
Despite living with the heartache of losing my son on a daily basis, I believe it is our God-given right to defend ourselves from any act of violence, making it more difficult or even more expensive for me and people that look like me and other law-abiding citizens will not make us safer. It will embolden the criminals.
That's right.
Gun owners are not the enemies, and these gun control policies are not the solution.
Black woman, go ahead, argue with her. Isn't that funny how... Now, she's conservative, right? So, here she's a black woman talking about guns and what happened to her. And they can't stand her. They can't stand her. So, they're not even... They're not even consistent among their own. Right? So, this is proof positive that they're not interested in the black community. They're not interested in what you have to say. They're only interested in what they believe to be truth and what they're going to push. Right? And then, you know, you think about what's going on. They're talking about they want justice. January 6th. Put January 6th, we want nothing but justice. No, they want to keep Trump from running again. They want to tarnish his name and keep him from running again. Because I'll tell you what. I will lose total respect for the man. If he gets into office again as president, and he does absolutely nothing to put those people in jail, to call those, you know, Rudy Giuliani in as AG for a year. You only need a year. Let him clean up the mess. He did it in New York. He could do it again. And after what they did to him, he'd have a field day with them. Listen, January 6th, this is some of the true facts about the 6th. It only lasted a couple of hours, right? There were zero murders by the participants. Yeah, there was one by one of the cops, but there were zero murders by the participants, right? There were no small businesses destroyed or damaged, not a one. There was one federal building damaged, just one. Right? There was $1.5 million. With an M. $1 million worth of damage. I'm laying this out for you so you can see. They don't want any equality in all of this. They don't want any justice. 140 officers were assaulted that day. The protesters kept in solidarity and in confinement. I mean, protesters are being kept in solitary confinement. Right? They were encouraged by fringe political groups and agitators. They were all this was exaggerated by the media. Again, nothing was really done. And I'm sorry, the damage was done to the building. I get all of that. But it was encouraged, as we saw, by the people running it, some of the police officers and some of the FBI. On the left-wing side of the world, remember all them peaceful riots, the BLM riots, and so on? I don't know if you know, in that period of time, when all that started, there were 500-plus BLM-type riots in the country. All of this lasted about 7 months. The participants committed over 20 murders. Right, you look up there in Seattle with what was going on. There were rapes and murders and all kinds of stuff going on there. Nothing. You heard nothing. Hundreds of small businesses were destroyed. Not a couple. Hundreds. In the communities where these businesses were needed. People needed them. Families needed them. 150 federal buildings were damaged. There were well over 2,000 law officers assaulted. Protesters were bailed out by the VP Harris and the like. They were encouraged by the media and politicians. And the media downplayed it all as peaceful protests, while the ignorant, reporters were standing there while the things were burning in the background, police cars, buildings, and so on, and they kept talking about a peaceful protest. They have to say it for you to believe it. And for anybody who believes them, boy, I'll tell you what. I've got a real problem with your mental stability. How's that? If you're believing what they're saying, this is an issue. It never stops. This stuff never stops. So there's a rumor going around. I'm told it's true. I don't know how it's true. I'm seeing pictures. That a lot of the Norman Rockwell paintings in the White House, right now, four of his paintings since the late 70s have hung in the White House. So, his painting called "So You Want to See the President," it depicted, it depicts a vanished America, including, among others, newspapers, reading photographers, cooling their heels, waiting for the newsworthy fair. A woman dressed in yellow sitting, primly and straight up. She's wearing a Miss America sash. And a bald-headed fellow, the camera at his feet. All these kind of things. These pieces now can't be found. They've been replaced by massive photos of everybody's favorite president. Right? Joe Biden, that's right. So they've taken those Rockwell paintings down. I don't know, maybe Joe needs to know who he is. Maybe he needs a constant reminder that that's him. Political is uncertain as to why the Rockwells are gone. It reports that two people familiar with the matter said the family that owns the artwork wanted them back. Right? And you telling me that they couldn't replace them with another great art? Politico was able to find out where the paintings came from. Betty Monkman, who worked on the White House curatorial service from 1965 until 2002, when she retired as this chief, she told West Wing Playbook that the sketches were lent by the descendants of Steve Early, who was Franklin Roosevelt's press secretary. And Rockwell gave the prints to Early. Now, they didn't have much success finding out exactly where the paintings went and why. No one seems interested in talking about why the paintings were removed. So nobody can get that one together, right? Why they keep doing stuff like this, I don't know. It's Americana. I guess they hate that. Right? They hate anything to do with tradition. They hate anything to do that shows that this country is great. Where it came from. I think that's the other big thing. Where did it come from? That's what they want to do, right? Where we come from and where we're going. Can't seem to handle that, though. It makes them nuts. And this order that Biden signed, thank you for sending me the link, by the way. He's got all these people coming at him on what he needs to do to fix all this. He needs to satisfy all those Democrats that are pounding on his head. All those pro-abortion people, right? I mean, again, we have to give people permission to kill their babies. They don't want to adhere to the Constitution. They don't care what it has to say. SCOTUS didn't go their way, so they're going to find other ways around it. I mean, seriously, how often have you seen a Republican president, and when SCOTUS rules against what he believes to be truth, he just goes ahead and writes an executive order for it? And they're being used improperly. We'll talk more about that later. Listen, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for putting up with me all night. Appreciate your time with me. Have a safe weekend. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me next week.